Riley, if you succeed in killing Orion and sealing the veil, Marcella will continue on the path she is set on now, to become a guardian like her father.
Forget's words and now Lark's clamored for the front of my brain. A chill worked its way down my spine. And if I don't kill him? I waited for her answer. I needed to hear the words out loud.
Then her tracking abilities will come online and the task will be laid on her shoulders to defeat the demons and close the veil.
She's a baby. How can that even be?
Have you not read the full ceremony? For you, Riley, there's no fighting, only sacrifice. Your blood is what seals the veil, nothing else.
My jaw dropped. I fully admit I hadn't taken into account how literal the prophecies could possibly be. You mean you'd take her and sacrifice her?
If you're dead, I will do what I must to make sure this world survives.
My hands went automatically for my weapons. I couldn't help it. She threatened my daughter.
Do you see now why it's so important we do this right? We have one shot, Tracker. One shot to save everyone.
I lowered my hands from where they'd gripped my swords, her words sinking in.
You're telling me I'm going to die. There's no other way?
My neck throbbed. Lark closed her eyes and bowed her head again.
That is what the prophecies say, Riley. The ceremony is there in black and white. There is no way around this. I have been trying to find a way to kill Orion and save you.
She lifted her head, her eyes glimmering with unshed tears.
I cannot see a way to do both.
Marco swung close again, his wingtips brushing Blaz's flank.
Sun is rising. We've got to bag these two.
Liam stared at me. I knew it was him by how much silvery gold rimmed Ferris's blue eyes. No words passed between us, but I knew he could tell something was wrong by the way he frowned. The two harpies and Blaz dropped out of the sky at the next available clear spot, which turned out to be the parking lot of a big box store. As early as it was, there were a few cars scattered here and there, easily missed by the winged creatures, unless said winged creature was feeling rather destructive. Blaz landed on top of a large burgundy pickup truck with fancy rims and chrome accents. His claws wrapped around it and he crushed the truck cab like a tin can as he settled on it like a perch.
Necessary?
I slid off his back.
Sharpening my claws on the metal.
He gave me a wink and I managed a smile. I knew what he was doing. A distraction might have worked for anything else, but not this. Not for a death sentence.